We welcome to Star 94.1, Antonio Neal. Antonio, how are you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Doing
good,
great.
Good, good. I think you were here for our picnic in the park.
Yes, I was.
Okay. How did you enjoy that?
Man, I really enjoyed seeing all those people out there, man. Being a new artist, I also got a chance to meet, some artists that, I've been watching for a long time, like Virtue and some of those guys. So I had a lot of fun.
Your style, Jesus Will. That's like that smooth gospel sound, How did you come about, how did you get a style like that?
Man, I tell you this, I'm trying to make this story real short. I grew up in church, man, and my pastor, I used to go to him all the time. And everybody in, the choir had this certain way they sang, they do all the runs and, everything real loud. And one day I went to my pastor, I was like, man, I want to sing like that, but I can't. And he looked at me, he said, man, you just crooning. I said, what's a crooner? I'm like a 19-year-old person. I'm like, what's a crooner? And he was like, man, you all right, you all right. Just be yourself. And so ever since my pastor just told me, man, just be yourself. I just try to do what's in me, man. I don't try to emulate anybody. I just, whatever in me, I try to just express that on my song.
Hey, man, you are the ultimate crooner.
I'm learning, man.
Antonio Neal is our guest. Jesus Will, man. I mean, it's just like laid back, man. And you're crooning. The message is not lost. Tell us about Jesus Will.
Man, Jesus Will, the ultimate thing about Jesus Will is about anybody that's hurting in their life. We all got stuff we all going through, coming out of, or whatever. So so that song, number one, is for anybody that's really hurting in their life. And I feel like the answer to that, or one of the answers, the beginning of that is in Christ. And at the same time, but the secondary message is, of course, it's really based on my parents getting a divorce and my little brother. And it's just a story about, after you go through all that, you see all the hurt, and, you almost push to take a side, and whose side are you on, who's wrong. But at the end of the day, man, I had to realize that both people on each side of this relationship were hurting. And so my response to it was, man, I just want them to be whole. And I met some people in Virginia, man, when I was there, going through some of the similar things. I mean, her name was Gwendolyn. I remember her from the she came up to me and talked to me about going through the same thing. And so, man, that song was just about people going through some stuff and just looking for, moments of peace, man, in their life.
Days of My Life. Is that similar? That's the title of your project, but is that similar to the story that you're telling me?
Yeah, man, Days of My Life is just a reflection of the way I view my life in God. The way, a lot of times it's like a lot of gospel artists, we tend to create music for the Sunday morning service. And my thing is, I want it for young adults, man, to have my music to be a part of their lifestyle Monday through Saturday, because that's what I'm going through. I got songs about my little daughter. A lot of men out here got daughters, and we want to be able to speak to our daughters. Song Our Love is talking about, extending yourself through a lot of drama in your marriage. And then, Jesus Will and Life Worth Living and The Only One, me looking at God saying, God, when I don't have anybody to turn to because I am the daddy, God, you're the only one that I can depend on. So those songs really are a reflection of my life and how I view God in my life.
Let's talk about some songs. How about Our Love?
Man, that song, man, I'm getting ready to celebrate my 13th anniversary on Monday, August the 1st.
Hey, congratulations.
Thanks, man. And so that song is about, man, in 13 years, it's not going to be all roses. It's not going to be all, chocolate-covered strawberries and stuff, And it's like my wife and I, we've been through almost anything in a sense of a test that you could go through in a marriage. And that song is a celebration of, making it through, some drama, man. And so it's like, man, go out and kick off some shoes and let's dance, let's have fun, and let's enjoy each other, man. So that song is like, after you run a long race and it's been hard and you've endured a lot of stuff, it's like, now we made it to this side of this part of our relationship, let's just have some fun.
The Only One.
Only One. That song is a song written straight to God, man. It's like a song, as I look at my life, and some days, and like I said, I don't know who to call. I want to call my father. I want to call other mentors in my life. And then sometimes, man, you just got to stop and not call anybody except for the Lord, man. Just say, God, okay, you're the only one that I need in this situation. And that song was written just from that point of view, just looking to God for today.
What were you trying to do with Flashback?
Flashback, man, that's one of my favorite songs on the album, man. Flashback, that was just a fun song. It's like I'm just writing a letter to someone, really to myself, first of all, and just to say, slow down. you know, hey, slow down. You know, a lot of times we're people, we want to accumulate. We accumulate. We're saving for retirement. That song is like, sometimes, you know, we stop and, you know, look in your closet and realize how many pair of jeans and shoes and shirts and look how many cars we got in our driveway and look at the beautiful people that God has brought in our life. That song is really just saying slow down for a minute.
Who's Teddy T?
Ted T is a producer here in Nashville that has worked on a lot of, I would say, pop stuff, Jewel, Stacey Orico, a lot of contemporary Christian artists. And he was someone that when I first moved here 5 years ago, that put his money where his mouth is. You know, when I was running around Nashville 5 years ago trying to find a home, he was the first guy to say, man, I'll give you a chance, give you some studio time. And he just brought me in the fold and helped me produce this project. And I owe him a lot, man, really.
And finally, how would you describe Antonio Neal? Who is Antonio Neal?
I just think I'm just an everyday guy. You know, I love doing music, man. I love my wife and my children. And I really want to make a difference in my worldwide community. I really just want to express, you know, that I'm just everyday, man. I love sports. I'm just got to get up, you know, and I'm thankful for the things that God has blessed me with. So I don't view myself as some star or some, you know, celebrity. I think I'm just a guy just trying to do what God has put in my heart to do while I'm here.
Antonio, we thank you, and it has definitely been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.